Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 7th of June, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Tom Rado. NATO chief condemns outrageous attack on Ukrainian dam. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg has said that the destruction of the Novokakhovka dam in southern Ukraine was an outrageous act that demonstrated the brutality of Russia's war. A large Soviet-era dam in the Russian-controlled part of Ukraine's southern Kherson region was blown up by Russian forces early on Tuesday, threatening to flood vast areas along the Dnieper River. Meanwhile, European Council Chief Charles Michel tweeted not long after the news of the event had broken that the destruction of civilian infrastructure is a war crime and that Russia and its proxies will be held accountable for their crimes in Ukraine. Polish President rallies Bucharest 9 allies, calling on them to jointly bolster NATO's eastern flank. Poland's president has called on fellow leaders of what is known as the B9 group to ensure that the NATO alliance prioritizes the strengthening of its eastern flank and support for Ukraine. Andrzej Duda made the appeal at a summit of the NATO allies in Bratislava, Slovakia yesterday. He also called for the member states in attendance to jointly attempt to lay down a clear path for Ukraine's membership of the NATO alliance. The group of national leaders later issued a joint statement, declaring that they shall enhance and invest more, individually and collectively, in their ability to prepare for, deter and defend all domains, while in line with NATO's 360-degree approach. The Bucharest 9, launched in 2015, brings together the eastern flank of NATO representatives Poland, Romania, Lithuania, Bulgaria, Estonia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Latvia and Slovakia. Today is day 468 of Russia's war on Ukraine. New exhibition opens in Gdańsk at the Museum of the Second World War. A temporary exhibition entitled Don't Waste Your Independence, Silver of the National Defense Fund, was opened this week at the Museum of the Second World War in Gdańsk. Silver souvenirs obtained from Poles by the state authorities as part of the collection carried out in the years 1936 to 1939 have been put on display to the public. Dr. Marek Szymaniak, deputy director of the museum, has emphasized that these items are very valuable due to their family significance. Among other curiosities on show, a silver cigarette case with an engraving that says, "We offer a gift in Polish Gdańsk for the benefit of the Polish Army." Incredibly, members of the public donated personal jewelry with special sentimental meaning, such as wedding rings. Many items were brought back into the country in the 1970s. Then began the systematic work on cataloguing them. The exhibition is going to be running until September the 30th. And finally, Polish buyers snapping up record amounts of property in Spain. In 2022 alone, Polish citizens bought almost 3,000 Spanish properties, a record number and over 160% more than in the previous year. That trend points to the shifting economics dynamics of the European Union, as Poland and other Eastern European members have caught up with and in some cases overtaken their Western counterparts.
The weather.
Today will be warm and sunny all through the day. The breeze will be barely noticeable and come in from the northeast. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 25 degrees Celsius or 77 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of 12 degrees Celsius or 54 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English Service news and weather. Take care and stay safe.